Okay, so listen, man, we got Fred and Chandler on the line. Now, Fred, we're talking about couples that are divorced but still living together. You have a twist of a story we hear.
Yes. How you guys doing this morning?
We good.
Doing all right.
Good.
Good, good, good. My situation is a little interesting because I still live with my soon-to-be divorced wife. We've already agreed that we're going to get divorced, but we're just in the marriage together right now just because of our daughter who's about to graduate from high school.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to just keep things, you know, copacetic between her and, you know, make sure things are good for the time being for our senior year. But after that, I'm going to move out. We've already planned. We've already, you know, basically filed the paperwork for the most part.
God.
But wow. Basically, yeah, we do everything behind closed doors. We have any arguments, anything like that. We keep things behind closed doors. When our daughter goes to sleep at night, I go to the guest room and fall asleep in there. I haven't slept with my wife in about a good year now. So
Jeez.
Things are definitely at a point where we're kind of like, we're going to go our separate ways after our daughter graduates, though.
The school year just started, so you're literally going to do like a whole other, what, 8-9 months of living with your ex? Is your daughter going to college or something?
Yeah, she's going to school away, so she goes to college August 15th. So after the 15th, I will be gone.
Wow. This is really interesting because I don't know if that's, I mean, it's your life, but I don't know if that's a good idea.
You know what? Here's what I will say. How old is your daughter?
She's 16.
16. Oh, God. That's tough. You sound like a stand-up guy, and obviously you guys are doing this. You both agree that you're going to do this for your daughter, so I see the sacrifice you're both making for each other, for your daughter, so that's commendable. I was in a similar situation, but my kids were probably 7 and 5 in Chicago when me and Amber, when we were calling it quits and we knew we were kind of a similar situation. We knew we were getting divorced. We lived in this small 2-bedroom apartment and we slept in different beds. We never sat down with our kids and said, hey, mommy and daddy aren't going to be together. They just kind of eventually, I don't know what they thought when we were sleeping in different rooms, but we knew as soon as we moved back to Phoenix, which happened, we would be officially divorced. Mm-hmm. So I can see why you're doing this. You don't think if you sat with your 16-year-old daughter, she would understand?
I think she would understand. She's mature for her age, but at the same time, we just don't want to ruin her senior year. She's got a lot of stuff going on, and she wants us to be both involved with it. So we just kind of like to say, yeah, we'll sacrifice our happiness right now for the sake of our daughter.
I mean, that's being a parent, but I'm just thinking, either way, it's not going to be great, right? Because she's going to go off to college and you're going to let her know.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm like trying to think of what it feels like to be blindsided, because when she's given this false reality, it's going to hit her like, where'd this come from? My parents don't argue. They live together. They're fine.
You guys don't argue at all in front of her, so there would be no kind of sign that she would think, because my oldest, JoJo, he knew me and his mom were going to work out. He's like, yeah, it's about time you guys kind of call that off. And there's no signs that your daughter would know?
No signs. We try to keep the argument to a minimum. If we do it, it's behind closed doors, or we're on the phone with each other, or she's away.
So what do you guys do? You guys do family dinners all together with your daughter?
Yeah, for the most part. Sometimes, you know, I would take separate cars to go to some of our events and things like that. But for the most part, we try to keep things, you know, copacetic between us, as well as to try, you know, make sure that she doesn't know anything's going on right now.
Has there ever been, you said been a year, any booty calls with your soon-to-be ex? Like she comes down the hall like, hey, one last time. Nothing like that.
Knock, knock, knock.
We're past that point.
No.
Oh, that sucks even more.
I know. That's kind of the best right there. Believe me, I know. There's no text from you in the guest room like, yo, you up?
Not from the other room. That's hilarious.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Oh, the love is gone.
I have 10,000 wonders, because I wonder, will you guys really even keep in contact as friends, or do you guys hate each other to the point where when you get divorced, you won't be talking to each other?
I think we're at a point where we could be friends. Right now, we see some separation, so we're just trying to get through this last year and just separate and just give us time, some time, space away from each other, and then maybe later on down the line, we become friends again. But for right now, we're just at a place right now where we need to be separate from each other. So
I wish you the best of luck with all of that, because I feel like either way, it's going to hurt. I mean, that's just the reality of it. But yeah, I feel like there's no right way to do it, because you're doing it with good intentions. So, good luck.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's different with your kids, Joey, because, you know, they're younger.
Yeah.
And they just take information differently. You know, it all depends, I guess, if your daughter is mature enough.
Listen, Fred, I say you send that last text tonight like you up and see.
You're still there. Hey, Sienna, go pick up Joey right now. Tell him to come on to our
one last hurrah. You know what I'm saying? It'll be emotional. You'll be crying. You know it's the last time.
Joey's hitchhiking right now. Pick him up.
One last time. Show what she's going to be missing. Okay.
The hell's wrong with you?
Go out with the bang, you know? Yeah.
Sienna.
See, there you go. Sienna, wham, bam.
Thank you, ma'am.
Good luck, brother. Trauma is loading. Oh, man.
You're thank good. You. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Like, get me off this phone.
All right, man. Well, he hung up.
All right.
Thanks for the call, Fred.
Way to go.
What a tough situation. My goodness.
Ugh, I hate my life.
Oh, man. But big shout out to the parents going through that sacrifice. It might be people listening right now. It's like, yeah, we're doing the same thing just for our children. So, man, God bless everyone going through that. Hope it all turns out well. In my prayers.